This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us this weekend. And right now, please welcome to our program, our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. Hello, Joe.
Good afternoon, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Good. Glad you're with us. And Ripple Connects does what for your customers?
What Ripple Connects does for our clients is we help recalibrate, retool, and reinvent their careers through very specific methods of interview practice, uncovering their transferable skills, how to build a bench of advocates so we can uncover Minnesota's hidden job market. And they can reach out to me, Freddie, two different ways. My website is rippleconnects.com, just like it's spelled, or call me at 763-438-1621. I return everybody's calls because it's the right thing to do.
The holidays are upon us, Joe McKenzie, and behind us is Thanksgiving, and a lot of people are still basking in that glow. And so with the holiday season, what are some of the challenges that you found for someone who is new to the job search?
Well, if you've never been in job transition during the holidays, I can tell you that many things do slow down. The hiring process slows down for a number of different reasons. And that can be very frustrating for people that want to be, you know, a new job by Monday. But in reality, a lot of times late November and through December, because of a lot of different things, you know, holiday related or even just vacation related or even budget related, many times hiring decisions really slow down this time of year. And I wanted to speak to those job seekers that are, you know, worried about what's going to happen here and not understanding why employers that have interviewed you are not getting back to you or what have you. So really, I want to speak to kind of what is commonplace in during the holiday season, and that is a slowdown in hiring and some strategies on how to bide your time, but also remain productive where you don't just say, okay, I'm not going to look, I'll ramp it up on January 2nd. I certainly don't want that to occur.
So really, you really can't stop. You can pause, but is that what I hear you saying? You can't stop, but you can pause.
That's right. You do not want to be, you don't want to be lulled into thinking everybody's done hiring or having conversations or looking at resumes or what have you. You want to remain proactive, but just know that there are certain things out of your control that the processes may slow down, but that doesn't mean that you slow down. There's often many things you can be doing during this time to make sure that you're not starting from a cold start on January 2nd, but really looking at January as the fruits of your labor. You could certainly be setting up meetings during the holidays with people. You could networking meetings, going to holiday get-togethers, upgrading your LinkedIn, reading a book, working with Joe McKenzie in regards to, you know, getting ready for that next interview practice. That's proactive, isn't it, Freddie?
It is. And I think about the conversations we had when you've talked specifically about LinkedIn. I was just speaking with a person who knows you very well, who was contacted via LinkedIn and is now embarking on a brand new opportunity. And that's happening right here in the midst of the holidays.
That's right. That happens every day. So the ability to upgrade your LinkedIn profile or just better harness the power of LinkedIn, to use LinkedIn as a way to communicate with those people you've lost track of. I know that the first part of December, I have a number of meetings set up with people, but many of those activities that I have set up for December, I'm playing a longer game. I'm looking at January and February. I want to come out of the gates in 2019 strong in regards to Ripple Connects and my business development. I think everybody should take that same approach, but also know that there's forces out of your control. Say the key decision maker is going to be out of the office for 2 weeks. Well, they're not going to make a decision without that person being there. We just have to understand that's the case, but control what we can control and that is our own activity and our own business development in the case of a job seeker.
Does the employer take a different view of someone who is active during the holiday season than those that he may not see and then is bombarded at the first of the year?
That is a great question. Me personally, if I was running a business and I knew someone wasn't totally shutting down for 2-3 weeks, I'd appreciate their initiative. Certainly, you could stand out by remaining business as normal. I know I've talked to several people about not closing your job search down, even though some people say do it. I recommend that you business as usual, but with the understanding that things may slow down, you know, especially when we get past the second part of December through the new year, things just have a tendency to slow down. But that doesn't mean we slow down. We can be doing things that can move ourselves in advance towards that goal of a new job or attaining employment or what have you. So, yeah, that's kind of how I want to frame it. There's things out of our control. Let's control what we can control. And that activity should continue business as normal as best you can.
We're talking with Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects, and we're talking about the holiday season job search. And I'm just curious, as we go through this process, what do you suggest to that job seeker? It could be the baby boomer, it could be the millennial, to keep their spirits up when it seems as if there's nobody returning their calls during the holiday season. And we know that's the expectation, but how do you keep them excited and motivated and saying it's not them?
Well, just me talking about how things do slow down helps them to process why employers are not getting back to them. But really keeping optimistic about 19, many times January and February, that first quarter can be a very strong hiring quarter. Many companies have budgets that open up. You know, remain optimistic. It's a matter of weeks in context to a career. I think it's more important to control what you can control, better yourself, just get yourself ready for that interview. Meet people that are in that industry so you can gain critical information, so you can form good questions, understand the challenges or the forces that are up against these companies. There's a lot of things we can control. Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily mean contacting an HR person or a hiring manager. Stay optimistic. Bide your time, but make it productive. And that's what I recommend to everyone that's in a job search.
All right. So as we go through this, you've mentioned a number of steps. What advantages do you see, Joe McKenzie, that the job seeker will have once the holiday season is over?
Well, I'd mentioned it earlier, the fact that on January 2nd, if we're going to frame it as that's kind of when the business holiday season kind of ends and back to normal occurs, you're not starting from a cold start. You already have meetings. You're already optimistic. You have learned new information that you're going to be using in January. So that's the advantage you're going to bring. And I know that I would appreciate if someone was remaining busy during that time and getting prepared, being ready, being nimble to meet with people during, you know, tougher schedules. That's the advantage you're going to get versus someone that's completely starting from scratch on January 2nd. And believe me, Freddie, I have seen that happen. I have told them not to do it, but I've seen people do it. They just make a broad assumption that everybody's taking this time off. No, that's your differential. And when I talk to my clients, it's always about what is your differential. And in this case, you're planting the seeds. You're getting that information. You're bettering yourself. You're being proactive. And that's really how I frame it for anybody that would call me today about what should I do in this holiday season.
All right. Joe McKenzie, do you have final thoughts that you'd like to share with our audience with regard to this particular topic before we have to say goodbye for this week?
Remain optimistic, remain proactive, and stay nimble when everybody else's schedules get a little bit tighter, but certainly come out of the gate strong in 2019. With all the activity that you create during this holiday season of 2018.
All right. How can we find you once again, Joe? I know that the details of the website and all that get lost in this important discussion, but for those who may have missed that, how can we reach out to Joe McKenzie if that's our inclination?
My company's website is rippleconnects.com. or they can call me 763-438-1621. I'm very mindful to return everybody's calls.
You do some fine work over at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And our program continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell. Welcome to the weekend and welcome to New Beginnings. I have some information for retirees, and we're hearing that a lot of retirees are less likely to make a big move. The housing market is changing for everybody, especially those in retirement years. The popular image of the typical retiree household is moving to an adult retirement community in a warm climate. Think golf course, Florida, Arizona. People are still making the move, but the share of retirees reporting they have moved within 5 years after retirement is actually down from 23% in 1980 to 15% in 2015. Perhaps more telling, even when retirees do move, they're most likely to move within the same county. We also are finding out that older Americans increasingly live in the suburbs of major cities such as Los Angeles or in city centers of less crowded cities like San Antonio. Older Americans are choosing to stay closer to family, friends, and employment opportunities. The value of the local community is being rediscovered by an aging generation. Well, what are the reasons? First is the growing number of older Americans working well into the traditional retirement years. Retirees are experimenting with different ways to stay attached to the economy, including self-employment, entrepreneurship, part-time work, flexible jobs, and encore careers. We hear that from Joe McKenzie. They are reluctant to leave behind their network of colleagues, friends, acquaintances, and other relationships that they've developed over the years. A second reason is multi-generational households are making a comeback. About 64 million Americans, 20% of the U.S. population, lived in multi-generational households in 2016. That's up from a low of 12% in 1980. The shift partly reflects that older parents and their younger adult children generally are getting along a lot better. They want to be near each other. Caregiving is another factor. Grandparents help with childcare as their older millennial children become parents themselves. The adult children assist with aging parents with everything from grocery shopping to estate planning when their parents start becoming frail or just simply need help. The personal finance implication of these trends is for people in the early retirement years to evaluate their living situation and to make a plan. For example, if you want to age in place, does your current home need remodeling so that it's easier to navigate with age? If you plan on downsizing, perhaps you'll want to investigate options close to your current home. Just giving you some ideas and what we're finding about with retirement living and what retirees across the country are thinking as you consider that move. You're listening to New Beginnings, and I am Freddie Bell.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As we continue on New Beginnings, it's time to take a look at health savings plans. And if you're exploring moving to a new savings plan or a health savings plan, I have some ideas that could help you this morning. Although health savings plans may not be for everyone, they're worth taking a look at. If you're covered by a qualified high-deductible health plan, you can contribute pre-tax income to an employer-sponsored health savings account or make deductible contributions to a health savings account that you set up through a brokerage firm. Qualified plans have an annual deductible of at least $1,350 for an individual or $2,700 for a family, that according to healthcare.gov. A health savings account is an investment account, which can bear interest or be invested in the markets similar to an IRA. Now, here's the upside. Taking money out of one of these plans for qualified medical expenses are tax-free, and you can carry over a balance from year to year. In the first quarter of this year, the IRS issued guidance for 2018 HSA contributions of $3,450 for individuals and $6,900 for those with family coverage, $7,900 for HSA owners age 55 and older. Here's one drawback. If you are enrolled in Medicare, you can't contribute to an HSA. However, you can create one before you enroll in Medicare and still take tax-free money out for qualified medical expenses. So what are qualified medical expenses? They include doctor and hospital bills, medical supplies, prescriptions, co-payments, dental care, vision services, and chiropractic expenses. Your spouse or your child's medical expenses, even if they are not covered by your high deductible health insurance plan, are also considered qualified medical expenses. Also, medical expenses in a previous year, as long as expenses were incurred after you established your HSA, are qualified. This means that you don't have to withdraw money from an HSA every time you have a medical expense. You can pay out of pocket and let your account grow or reimburse yourself in a later tax year. Qualified medical expenses incurred even after you no longer have a high deductible plan are also qualified. Certain medical insurance premiums after you turn 65, but not Medigap premiums. Not everyone is a fan of HSAs, but people who look at these often forget to say that HSA plans only come with very high deductible health insurance. For people who actually go to the doctor or have regular medications, they're a waste of money. So, take a look at the pros and cons when you're considering opening an HSA account, a health savings account, and also talk to your qualified financial planner. I'm Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings this weekend at our new time at 11 a.m. right here on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We're so excited that you would welcome us into your home. If you'd like more information about our program, go to my website, freddiebell.com, click on the radio page, and then click on New Beginnings, and you can find podcasts of previous shows that we've aired. And also, if you happen to have missed any one of those programs, they're right there for you to listen to. We've got more New Beginnings coming, and all you have to do is stay right there.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
This is New Beginnings at our new time. I hope you're getting used to it by now, and we welcome all of our new listeners to this time, to New Beginnings. We hope you find something that you can take with you each week and enhance your life. And a person who can help you to do that is Kelly Von Heidekamp. She is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis, and she's with us right now. Good afternoon, or good morning, I should say.
Yes, good morning, Freddie. It's good to be here.
Glad you're with us. And tell us a little bit about West Metro Hypnosis.
Well, West Metro Hypnosis is a place that you can come to feel better, and you can give me a call at 952-222-3975 or check out my website at westmetrohypnosis.com.
Our leading thought today talks about serendipity. How do we relate that to hypnosis?
Well, let me read something first, and then I'll tell you how it relates to hypnosis. So you and I are both familiar with the magazine, The Daily Word, correct?
Yes, we are.
And so this was in The Daily Word, serendipity. Serendipity is described as unexpected developments in a happy or beneficial way. There is evidence of serendipity all around me once I open my mind and heart to receive them. I can choose to view my life as quiet and predictable, or I can decide that it is a grand adventure. There is so much enjoyment to be found when I tap into serendipitous blessings. I am surrounded by wondrous things that I haven't actively sought out, but are present all the same. It just depends on my point of view. And that's really how serendipity and hypnosis come into play together, because in hypnosis, it's all about changing your perspective, changing your viewpoint, changing your point of focus, and realizing, just as it is written here, that you get to choose on where you put your focus. They write here, I can choose to view my life as quiet and predictable, or I can decide that it is a grand adventure. Now, I don't know about you, Freddie, but I really like to see my life as a grand adventure every single day, whether I have something absolutely fantastic planned or not. I still get to choose to be open to having something fantastic happen in whatever shape, way, or form that turns out to be. And here's the kicker, though. Mm-hmm. It requires me to make the choice and have my eyes be open to those wondrous, joyful, adventurous moments, no matter how large or how very small. It requires my perception to be in a place where I am even capable of seeing it, that my eyes are open, and that there is even a part of me that is expecting it to actually happen. And I just think it's such a wonderful way to choose to live our lives in looking for these serendipitous moments.
It sounds as if you cause it by living your life with positive expectancy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just knowing that today can be filled with something that you weren't even expecting, and understanding your role in that you are the one that decides whether or not you are going to be open and receptive to receiving those moments, to even seeing what oftentimes is directly in front of our eyes.
Exciting. One more time, how can we get a hold of you for more information about this topic and others?
952-222-3975. I'm sure it would be a very serendipitous moment when you call me, or check out my website at westmetrohypnosis.com.
Well said. Thank you so much for being with us. And our program continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan, administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And, of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings at our new time at 11 a.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. You can catch us right here at this time every Saturday as we bring you great information concerning you and your life, spirituality, health, finance, fitness, and more on New Beginnings. And we're talking about your 401k. For many employees, autumn is benefit season. It's the time of year when employees review their health insurance, disability insurance, retirement savings plans, and other employer-sponsored benefits and make any needed adjustments. The benefit enrollment period is also a good time to see if you have taken out a loan off of your 401k. If you have, get rid of it fast. Why? A majority of 401k plans offer participants the option of taking out a loan on their retirement savings while working. A recent scholarly paper suggests that too many workers are taking advantage of that particular option. In Borrowing from the Future, researchers have found that over a five-year period, nearly 40% of 401k participants took out a 401k loan. It's hard enough to save for retirement without borrowing from the plan. And to be sure, these loans aren't the typical loan disaster stories. About 90% of the 401k loans in their study were repaid. Defaults among the remaining loans are mostly associated with leaving an employer voluntarily or involuntarily. The word default is misleading, however. When you leave your employer for whatever reason, the 401k loan comes due within a relatively short period of time. The outstanding balance must be paid back, or the withdrawn money is considered an early distribution from your retirement plan. The 401k borrower is hit with a 10% penalty on the amount still outstanding. Plus, the borrower owes income taxes on the money that hasn't been paid back. In other words, your credit rating doesn't take a hit. The price is that you have less in retirement savings. A 401k loan is expensive, and I'm sure you've heard many times that a 401k loan is cheap money because you're paying yourself back rather than the bank. And while that's true, the aggregate price of the loan is awfully high. For one thing, employers often won't allow borrowers to contribute to their 401k account until the loan is paid off. In that case, you're missing out on the employer's match. You can't take advantage of the tax break for putting pre-tax dollars into that account. You can't enjoy the compounding effect of investing gains that might come your way if you are contributing into the plan with every paycheck. Retirement plans are designed to shore up financial security in your older years. And we all know from experience that setting aside money for the elder years isn't easy. You want to add to retirement savings, not subtract. The 401k loan isn't a good way to borrow, so we might want to consider other ways of getting that done. That's a look at your money. I'm Freddie Bell on New Beginnings, reminding you that our program does air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I'm Freddie Bell, and I've got some important information for you. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can. Just go to our website, freddiebell.com, click on the New Beginnings tab, and you'll find that under the Radio tab on our website. And you can listen to previous shows. You'll find our podcast of programs that we've been playing for you and researching for you for the last 4 years. If you'd like more information, you can go to our website, once again, freddiebell.com. And if you'd like to reach out to us, our telephone number is 888-639-9738. Follow me on Twitter, at Freddie Bell. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
What do you say or how do you respond when someone says, "How are you?" Well, for the vast majority of people, you simply say, "Fine." But what if you had a different response? My response has been, "Unbelievable." Why? Because it reaffirms in me the vast potential that is still available to me, as it underscores my continuous amazement about what the world has to offer. Every day, I make a conscious decision to live anticipating the unexpected or the unbelievable. I keep pictures of happy memories, people, and stories that inspire me close by. So when I'm asked about my well-being, I use that as an opportunity to reignite my sense of well-being and hopefully express to others.
Service. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email at freddie@freddiebell.com. That's freddie@freddiebell.com.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
I want to share with you a story. It's a little bit newer than Jesus' parables of 2,000 years ago. It's a story that was recorded by the author and teacher Scott Peck in the 1980s. It's called The Rabbi's Gift. Please join with me in this story. A monastery had fallen upon very hard times. Once a great order, but over time it had been reduced to only 5 monks, the abbot and 4 others, all well into their 70s. The order was fading away. Deep in the forest surrounding the monastery, there was a little hut which a rabbi from a nearby town used occasionally for personal retreats. The old monks had developed a sixth sense about the presence of the rabbi and always could tell when he was in the forest in that little hut. On one such occasion, the abbot, who had been agonizing over the demise of his order, decided to visit the little hut and to ask the rabbi if he could offer any advice. The rabbi welcomed the abbot into his hut. But when the abbot explained the purpose of his visit, the rabbi could only empathize with his plight and commiserate with him. "Yes," the rabbi said, "the spirit seems to have gone out of the people. It's the same in my town. Almost no one comes to the synagogue anymore." So it was that the abbot and the rabbi spent time that day talking of deep things. Finally, the time came for the abbot to leave. The men hugged, and the abbot said, "It is wonderful that we could meet and talk after all these years, but I have failed in my purpose for coming here. Is there really no advice at all you can give me that would help me to save my dying monastery?" "I'm sorry," said the rabbi. "I'm afraid I have no advice to give. All I can tell you, though, is that the Messiah is one of you." Upon his return to the monastery, the abbot was joined by the other monks, who asked, "Well, what did the rabbi have to say?" "He couldn't help," the abbot replied. "We just sat and talked, and as I was leaving, he said that the Messiah is one of us. I have no idea what he meant." In the days and weeks and months that followed, the old monks pondered this and wondered if there could be any possible significance to the rabbi's words, "The Messiah is one of us." "Do you think he meant one of us monks here at the monastery? If he meant one of us, he surely must have been referring to Father Abbot. He has been our leader for more than a generation. On the other hand, he could have meant Brother Thomas. He's a holy man. Everyone knows that Thomas is a man of light. Certainly, he could not have meant Brother Elred. Elred gets grouchy at times. But even though he can be a nuisance, when you look back on it, Eldred virtually always has a valid point to make. Perhaps the rabbi did mean Brother Elred. But certainly not Brother Philip. He is so passive, a real nobody. But then almost magically, Philip has this knack of appearing at your side just when you need him. Maybe Philip is the Messiah. But of course, the rabbi wasn't referring to me. I'm just an ordinary person. Yet what if he were? What if I'm the Messiah? Please, God, not me. I couldn't mean that much to you, could I? As they reflected in this manner, the old monks began to treat each other with extraordinary respect. On the off chance that one of them might be the Messiah, and on the remote chance that each monk himself might be the Messiah, they began to treat themselves with extraordinary respect as well. Because the forest was so beautiful, people still occasionally came to visit the monastery, to picnic on its lawn, to walk among its paths, to sit quietly in the chapel. As they did so, without even being conscious of it, they sensed this aura of extraordinary respect, which seemed to surround each of the elderly monks and which permeated the atmosphere of the whole place. There was something compelling, empowering about it. Without knowing exactly why, they began to come back to the monastery more frequently to visit, to play, to pray. They began to bring their friends to share this special place. And their friends brought other friends. In time, some of the younger men who had come to visit began to talk more and more with the elderly monks. After a while, one asked if he could join the order. Then another. Soon the monastery once again housed a thriving order, and thanks to the rabbi's gift, became a beacon of peace, love, and hope. The rabbi knew what he was talking about. Charles Fillmore also shared this kingdom consciousness when he suggested to his audience in Kansas City many years ago. Mr. Fillmore said, "Let's forget this afterlife proposition for a while." He said, "We should realize the kingdom here now. The very presence of God within us, among us, throughout creation. We can learn to seek it in our health, our supply, our guidance, our purpose, our neighbor, our workplace, and even in the stranger among us." Now, this is an interesting week in our year. People celebrate Halloween in a great variety of ways, when we consider its history of many centuries. Yet actually, it has spiritual roots, not a commercial, not a frightening or sensational foundation. Halloween is All Hallows' Eve. It was the beginning of the 3 days of All Hallows' Tide, which includes the days of October 31st, and then All Saints' Day, on November 1st, and All Souls' Day on November 2nd. This is the reason it is appropriate for us to have a service of remembrance next Sunday, as a recognition of our dear family members and friends who have passed over to the invisible side of life. We can say, into the kingdom of God.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.